Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. You and I live at a time in history when demanding your rights is becoming an epidemic movement, at least in societies where that is tolerated. I'm sure you've seen, as I have, those demands leading to conflict. As Paul was writing to the Corinthian Christians, he evidently needed to address that very issue even 2,000 years ago. Join me again as we consider Paul's sixth chapter of his first letter to the small group of Christians in Corinth, one of the most out-of-control cities in the first century. Paul wrote, "I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. Now that statement calls for wisdom, doesn't it? In fact, King Solomon wrote much of the book of Proverbs' wisdom to help humanity wrestle with that one statement. Do you spend much time searching for God's wisdom? Of course, in every society in the world, there are laws and expectations of that society which define acceptable behavior, right? But also there are consequences, such as shame or arrest, for violating the codes of conduct, right? Paul understood that as a Roman citizen. Remember what happened to him in Philippi as he was beaten and jailed without a trial, according to Acts 16? But here in his letter, Paul is celebrating that his spiritual deliverance, accomplished by Jesus Christ, has freed him from the demands of the Mosaic Law, and he was living free in Christ. Do you understand the freedoms Jesus Christ has earned for you, and are you living daily in that freedom in Christ? But with freedom, there needs to be wisdom, caution, and personal restraint, doesn't there? Because we humans naturally want to pursue our own happiness and fulfillment, that pursuit often pushes against the boundaries of law or conscience or family values or even God's holiness and his expectations of how his people live God-honoring lives. That is what Paul is addressing here. In Corinth, the problem was that several people who considered themselves Christians were living unrestrained lives of frivolity, which caused others to question the legitimacy of their claimed salvation and their relationship with Jesus. Do you see Paul calling Christians to live responsibly, wisely discerning what is beneficial and what is not beneficial as we live free in Christ? But beneficial to whom? Oh, that's important, my friends. We Christians have a huge advantage over all other people on our planet with this issue. Is your freedom in Christ living actually benefiting others in your family or neighborhood or school or workplace? Do you and I understand our God-given advantages? And are we living victoriously in these three specific beneficial ways as a Christian? First, we Christians have the advantage of the Holy Spirit of God living within us, we who are delivered from our sin bondage by the powerful work of Jesus Christ. God's Holy Spirit promises to warn us when we are about to say or do something that is not beneficial to us or someone else, according to Romans chapter 8. The Holy Spirit will convict us if we disregard his warning, thus harming the reputation of Jesus and maybe wounding someone else and shaming ourselves. Only people authentically redeemed by Jesus and indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God have this tremendous advantage in living a beneficial life every day. Do you have it? And how frequently does the Holy Spirit warn you before you say or do something stupid? Second, we have the advantage of God's Word, the Bible, which helps us know God and understand his holy values for living a God-honoring life. The Bible helps us learn from the life stories of hundreds of people who knew God well and faced the same challenges and choices we face regarding what is beneficial and what is not. So here's the question, my friends. How does the Bible inform your decision-making every day? Of course, that depends on your appetite for and familiarity with God's Word, doesn't it? Third, we have the advantage of being part of the global family of God's people. Our relationship with Jesus joins us together as brothers and sisters in the family of God, and therefore we have the great privilege of learning from each other and encouraging each other in living lives which are greatly beneficial to our world. We also have the privilege and the responsibility of helping each other restrain ourselves from saying or doing those things which are not beneficial and may in fact be detrimental to others. So, how do you see the family of God in your city helping each other live God-honoring lives which are helpful to your city? Do you know that if you will look for it, this theme can be found in all 13 letters the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches and individual Christians in the first century scattered across the Roman Empire. So, as I close today, may I urge you to look closely at how Paul explained beneficial living in his letter to the Christians in Colossae, especially chapter 3, verse 12 to 17. I'll give you a little taste here and ask you to take time to look closely at every phrase in those six verses and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to live daily what Paul described. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 17. Now that is only a start, but you can see what powerful guidance is there for beneficial living. Please accept my challenge and take the time to dig into all six verses. And tomorrow, let's meet here again to look at another key to God-honoring living, which we find in Paul's sixth chapter in his first letter to the Corinthian Christians.